I'm Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie, and it was one big slingshot.
Yes, yes, and we really had to pull hard.
Yep, we did.
What was that record? Like, what, 4 feet?
No, it was about 15. It was the landing, though, that was notable. It's on YouTube.
Oh, great. Great. Joining us is Mr. Mark Shaver from PS Engineering.
Shaver or Shower?
Shoyer.
Shoyer.
Wow. Well, the guy that wrote the note here, it sure looks like a V to me.
That would be me, and yes, it does look like a V.
That would be a Shaver then.
All right, I'll tell you what. Next year,
today you're Mark Shaver, okay?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Look, next year you can do the book and I'll fix the truck.
No, because it won't even be half as legible as yours if I write it.
But what's most important is PS Engineering.
Right.
That's
right. I got that right. PS Engineering.
It says right there.
PS Engineering, right. You guys are known for audio panels.
We are.
You kind of snuck in there and took over the market, or what?
About 34 years ago, we introduced our first AeroCom. We were out in the fly market wearing red and white shorts to get attention. And we actually shared, I shouldn't tell EAA, but back in 1985, we shared a tent. The other half was selling an aviation-related Monopoly game. So okay. On one side were intercoms, and the other side was a Monopoly aviation game.
And you're still here, and they're on eBay.
Yeah, they're a collectible
That's
classic.
That's right, they're a collectible classic.
There you go.
Anyway. Well,
you've got yourself a new audio panel this year.
The one that we introduced yesterday is an enhancement of an existing audio panel that we introduced right here on your show in 2013. And
did anybody buy the signature edition, the one we signed?
It's already signed. It's out in the waiting room.
Okay.
I was going to say, do they have one that'll make it sound better?
Yeah, right. No, that's not that good.
So back in 2013, we introduced an audio panel that had a remote-controlled aircraft radio. And that first unit was for experimental aircraft. And we learned so much talking to the pilots from the home building industry. What they actually want and what they need versus, hey, this is a gadget that's cool, but it's not very useful. And then in 2014, we introduced the PAR-200, and that received the Gear of the Year by Aviation Consumer in 2014. And then the 8.33 mandate in Europe came, so then we enhanced it to the PAR-200A. And yesterday, we introduced the PAR-200B that... Again, we listened to the customers, and we made some significant enhancements.
Listen to the customers? That's a foreign concept. Anyway.
One of the things I'm looking at the features here, digital aircraft radio recorder.
Right.
Yeah, so you can record clearances.
We actually provided that first here at Oshkosh in 1992. It was an intercom that had FlightMate. And it would record aircraft radio so that you could instantly play the last recorded message. But as a, it was an engineering error, but it turned out to be a very excellent function.
Wait.
Yes, how did you do that?
Was that bugs are now features?
Well, so the whole intent was to record checklists and radio frequencies verbally and non-volatile memory. But the engineer who designed it didn't realize that the aircraft radio was also being recorded. And we've actually found that function here at Oshkosh when we introduced FlightMate. And like they say, the rest is history. The FlightMate that we have in some of our audio panels allows you to tie into your electrical system, such as sound alerts or buzzers, or engine instruments that give you a discrete on a condition.
Right.
And you can record your own audio. This is called FlightMate. You can record your own audio alerts to be very specific on what that alert is telling you. It's a pretty big enhancement to safety because you don't have to think, well, what's that buzzer? I've got two sound alerts. Was that for my autopilot or am I stalling?
Right.
This FlightMate will tell you exactly what that sound alert's telling you.
So will you be offering different voice packages like Voice of God? You know, push forward on the stick and you shall be saved, my son.
Well, no, but we do give recommendations. So when I go to my avionics shops around the country to tell them about our new products, I do mention that there are a lot of people that are getting older and hearing isn't as good. And with active noise canceling, these sound alerts or these buzzers are harder and harder to hear.
Right. They're not piped through the audio system.
Mm-mm. No. And so... This FlightMate that's in our, I better say that, it's in the 8000G and the PMA 450 Bravo, or B. They can tie it to the SonAlert, and I give them the suggestion that they could use the standard factory chime, or you can record, as an example, push the nose down dummy.
Right.
And you're going to hear that over and over again until that SonAlert stops. So that'll get your attention.
Yeah.
Do you have
but most of us don't listen to ourselves anyway.
I was going to say, do you have a sarcastic version?
Oh, yeah, right. A sarcastic
hey,
version.
Hey, dummy, that's the runway. Land on it.
Yeah. Hey, you think that oil pressure's enough?
Well, that is a standard. That's a standard audio alert.
Yeah.
Check oil pressure.
Yeah. How about some oil here?
Yeah.
Better check it now before it really costs you some money.
That's right. Does it get more insistent if you ignore it?
It won't stop until the SonAlert goes off. Now, the other inputs can go to an engine instrument, and after you get the alert, you hit the acknowledge key on the audio panel, and it'll stop. But if it's a stall or, for example, a landing gear, it won't stop until you fix that condition.
Right. You can't mute it.
No. Nope.
Oh, so it does have a mother-in-law function.
Right. Oh, my. I don't want to ever fly in your airplane. I don't want to hear those.
We're going to get emails on that
you
one.
Are.
Well, now that's an interesting question, yes. Right there. Do the automated alerts only play in the pilot headset?
No.
Or does everybody get to hear them?
Pilot and co-pilot.
Okay.
Oh, good. That way you don't scare the passengers.
Well, that way you start scaring everybody, you know?
Wow. Interesting. What's it take to put one of these things in your airplane?
Well, audio panels. Well, that's a really great question. Thank you for asking. So PS Engineering is the company that's known to have the largest variety of new audio panels that plug and play with legacy audio controllers. So a
couple of screws and just pop it out.
One. A 3/32 Allen wrench. And you can go from 1990 technology to today's technology without any rewiring. So if y'all come to our booth in Building A next to Aircraft Spruce, we can show you what legacy audio panels are replaced with our current modern audio panels.
Now, what TSOs or whatever standards apply to audio panels?
Right.
It's different than flight instrument.
They're under TSO, and the beauty of having a TSO, you don't need an STC because the vast majority of aircraft left the factory with an audio panel. So there's an air circular, I think it's 41-21A, and it says that a mechanic can make a simple logbook entry by removing a similar instrument and replacing a new unit.
So it's painless.
It is.
Until you pay for it.
Well, that part comes with it. And that's one of the automated announcements. Well, maybe you should have bought the next model up.
Well, we had that honest discussion with Oliver. Customers, we are just grateful, even if they buy our PM1002 intercom that we've been building continuously since 1992.
That's a little two-port box.
Actually, four-place, but who's counting? Okay. But the fact of the matter is...
Nobody flies them anyway.
The most important thing is that my sales team makes sure that we understand the pilot's aircraft and their mission, and we will direct them to the right solution. It's not trying to sell the most expensive system. It's trying to get the right solution.
Right. Do you see a lot of guys putting them in like ultralights or anything like that? I guess not.
Ultralights, no.
Okay.
But we're in a lot of home builds, and the vast majority of our sales are into certified aircraft.
Okay. A lot of people now adding the ability to play, put an MP3 player in, stuff like that?
Well, yeah. So that's a great question. So PS Engineering was the first company ever to have integrated an MP3 player inside the audio panel.
Oh, wow. So I can just pop like a USB card in there or something?
We don't make that anymore.
Oh.
And we were the first company to provide an integrated Sirius satellite radio. We don't build that anymore.
Huh.
That's because in 2006, we integrated Bluetooth. And that got rid of the wires. And the pilots and the passengers can bring their own tunes on their iPads or iPhones.
Okay.
So that's changed.
So it didn't turn out to be such a great market feature after all.
Actually, we sold a lot of them, but when the iPod came out, that's when we came out with the Bluetooth. We saw that was going to be the future, and obviously we called that one right. And I'd just like to mention two things. earlier this year, we introduced our new PMA-450B, and this is the only audio panel that not only has FlightMate that we discussed earlier, but it has dual Bluetooth mechanisms, and that solves some of the issues with folks that want to listen to the audio alerts coming from ForeFlight, but still listen to their tunes or hooked up to their telephone. While all of our audio panels will connect to two devices, it's multiplex, and you may be clipping the first few words of the alerts. With a 450B, you don't have that issue.
Right, it's parallel.
Right. And the unit that we introduced yesterday is our PAR-200B, and we've given a complete refresh on the user interface, and we added in tele-audio. And that's a big thing.
Yeah, it said true-dimensional sound, which I'm not quite sure what that is, but...
It allows the pilot to pay attention to the radio that's important at any instant in time. It changes the dynamics of their radio communications. Prior to us licensing the U.S. Air Force's patent, I, as an IFR pilot, would have to turn down the weather, listen to their traffic control. That wasn't for me. He's talking to somebody else. Comes back on the weather. This, as soon as I hear my end number, I'm paying attention to my 10 o'clock position and ignoring my 11 o'clock, or okay. 2 o'clock, sorry.
Gotcha. All right. So, Mark, we've been speaking with Mark. Ready?
Shower or Shayer?
Scheuer.
Scheuer.
Good German.
Wow.
Good German name.
Yeah. And this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.